lot of people are saying that Bart Stupak is out to derail healthcare reform. What do you say to them?
Hogwash. Just the opposite. I've always been an advocate for healthcare and national healthcare reform, and I voted for healthcare reform, and without Bart Stupak and the pro-life Democrats, they never would have passed a bill through the House of Representatives. All we're saying is, look, this is about healthcare. Current law, in 8 different places in the federal laws, it says no federal funding, no tax dollars, no tax subsidies for abortion. That's always been the rule of law for the last 33 years. It's called the Hyde Amendment. You do not pay for abortions, and you do not pay for insurance policies that pay for abortions if you're receiving federal benefits. That's all we're asking for. And so we've just said, if you're going to do this, if you're going to have health care, you're going to maintain current law. In fact, in June of this year, I got a letter to the Speaker, 120 of us signed, and said, Madam Speaker, do not inject abortion into the health care debate because you are going to polarize the issue. Well, unfortunately, they didn't listen, and Lois Capps put up her amendment, and then I countered with my amendment, which basically stripped and her abortion language out, and the House passed my bill, 240 to 194. Senate rejects it, so we have a difference of opinion. We're trying to work it out. I have good meetings all day yesterday, and actually yesterday I've spent all day ducking the media trying to get out of there. I only go on very few programs. I have so many requests, but I'm not trying to politicize this thing, but there's a principle here that this country has always, and everything we've seen, most Americans agree with us. Abortion is an unfortunate situation. It's private between the women. I always say it's a private matter. Great. Then don't ask us to pay for it. We've never paid for it as a country. We're not going to pay for it. It's not going to be a benefit in this health care bill.
Congressman Mark Evans here. Good morning. We've talked to you at length about several different topics several dozen times over the last 12, 13 years. I'm sensing in your voice, and please don't misread into how I'm saying this, but I'm sensing in your voice almost I am really tired of talking about this almost attitude from you. And it because you are getting hit with comments and things that just are so out there. I mean, it's just from the outside looking in, you know, like Walt said earlier, it's like, you know, have people not noticed your voting record over the last umpteen years that you've been doing this? Because this is not a new stance for you.
Well, the other thing I think that's frustrating is, it's not a new stance. I've always been there. I guess we asked them, we lead out to the Speaker, don't inject this. I mean, you know, every amendment we wanted this year under the appropriation bills on funding for abortion is denied. And the Speaker and the head of the rules have told Right to Life members, you will never get another amendment as long as we're here. We don't agree with you, so we'll just shut you out. You'll never, even though we've had these amendments for 33 years. So when it came to health care, and again, we said, don't inject it. So they have to, they just had to push it. They just had to keep pushing it. And then now that health care may be in peril because they've put in this language which allows taxpayer funds to pay for abortion, then they then somehow they come back and they try to blame me. I mean, it's just, look, the thing that I think they're all surprised about and they can't figure out is, how are we going to get Bart Stupak and the 30 or other members who agree with him on the Democratic side who voted for health care? We all voted for health care, and we need their votes. How do we get them to compromise their beliefs and their principles? You know, in this town, I guess some people roll over every 5 minutes on their principles and beliefs. I don't. The members who are standing with me have said, no, this is too important of an issue. We want health care. We want to see it passed. So let's keep the current law. Just keep the current law, what we told you to do a year ago. And they're still saying, oh, no, Bart Stupak and his band of 12 or 30 of them are a bunch of yahoos. And we're not. We're going to stand on this principle, and we're not going to give up. And I don't care what kind of pressure and wild accusations they make. We're standing firm, and we're with the majority of the people, not only my district, but across this country.
One of the things that has come out in the conversations that you've had with media outlets is that you are engaged in discussions of trying to find a resolution to this, that you are Are you looking to stop health care? Are they saying that these things that are being said about you, are you doing this or are you trying to work through this but still hold on to what you're holding near and dear, as you say, with your principles?
We're trying to work through it. In fact, yesterday I presented Mr. Waxman, the chairman of the committee. He's the individual I've been told I had to work with to work this matter out with. He's my chairman. I sit on the Energy and Commerce Committee. That's where this health care bill came through, was the Energy and Commerce Committee. I exchanged language with him yesterday. I went all the way through it. I said, Mr. Chairman, you keep saying you want current law. Here it is. This is current law. Everything I have in this proposal can be found in current law. I'll give you the page and site of the bill, the legislation. This is all current law. There was one part that maybe someone could argue our amendment that we passed on the floor went too far. So we took that out because that's the argument you made. We are keeping current law. You cannot tell me this is not current law. If you can show me where it is, I will fix the language. Here's current law. Keep current law. You keep saying you want current law. The president said he wants current law. Here it is. I gave him the language. He came back a little while later and said, but we want to pay for abortions. I said, Mr. Chairman, that's where we disagree. We don't do it now. We're not going to start. But we think we should. I said, well, then, I'm sorry, but the House has spoken. We had that debate. We won. 240 to 190. You forced a vote. We won fair and square. And we're not going to... This is what it is. If you want to move health care, keep current law.
I know.
So we continue discussions all the time.
I know that we could obviously talk about this for hours because it is such a hot button topic. But one of the things that you have maintained is you are going to take and willing to take the political ramifications to hold on to your beliefs on this. And now a former Charlevoix County commissioner says that she's going to run against you. Connie Saltonstall says she's going to run against you in the primary based on this particular issue. What is your reaction to that?
She just, you know, that's her right. I mean, I've had primary opposition before, and when the voters go to polls, they're going to look at the work Bart Stupak has done for the last 18 years, my work on the Great Lakes, my work on food safety, Toyota investigations, all the work I've done, the projects we bring back and, you know, help out our district and the constituent services, and they'll decide then. Right now, I'm not even focused on a primary. I'm trying to get this health care bill passed. President is now saying he wants it done by March 18th.
I was going to ask you about that. What do you think about putting a deadline on a vote like this?
Well, it's you can't do that. I mean, all due respect to the president, he hasn't put forth his proposal yet. He said, here's what I'd like to see in this bill. Here's how we're going to change the Senate bill so it's acceptable to everybody. You have to put it in writing. You have to put it in legislative form so members can see it. What I'm afraid of, they went out and already put out this deadline out there without allowing the legislative process to work, without even having a bill. So what are you going to do, drop the bill the night before and expect everyone to sit up and read a couple thousand pages and then vote on it the next day? That's the problem with deadlines. You box yourself in. Let's work these matters out. Should we push to get deadlines on negotiations and what has to be done? Sure, but don't say you're going to vote on by March 18th because I have to go to Asia or something. Wherever he's going on some trip, I guess. So, I mean, that's the wrong way to do this. If the language is sitting there, I mean, members want the American people to be able to understand what we're doing, and we're just not going to jam something through here because someone put a deadline out there. And besides, every deadline they've had on health care, they've blown it. So why put another one out there? You lose your credibility every time you do that.
Well, it is certainly a hot-button topic. We will be watching it. And, Congressman, we appreciate your time this morning.
And just in closing here, Congressman Stupak, is there anything we haven't gotten to that you want to make sure the audience is aware of, or have we pretty much gotten to where Bart Stupak is standing?
Well, that's pretty much where Bart Stupak is standing. I'm sure I'll meet with Chairman Waxman again today. I met with Leader Hoyer yesterday. We are trying to move this forward. We're trying to say, you, the president, Mr. Leader, you've all said, the speaker, you all want current law. Here it is. Somebody show me where it's not, and we'll correct it. So we're going to get this thing done. I still predict at the end of the day, it may not be March 18th, but we will get health care passed yet this year.